This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Many Coloradans may pay an extra $15 over the next year to make up for the cost of the recent Arctic blast. Xcel Energy says last weekend's extremely cold weather pushed up wholesale natural gas prices. That forced the company to pay extra for fuel to supply home furnaces and power plants. The state's largest utility is waiting for approval on the increase from state regulators. The planned increase comes after months of declining natural gas prices. With the sudden exit of Aurora's police chief, the department is searching for another permanent leader yet again. CPR Justice reporter Allison Sherry says the Aurora Police Department has faced a lot of ups and downs since the death of Elijah McClain in 2019.
Then we had the pandemic, and then there's this huge hiring crisis. And since all that, the agency's had three chiefs since 2022 when they fired Vanessa Wilson, a veteran officer with whom the community really loved. Now they have another interim, so they just have a lot of work to do.
CPR's Allison Sherry. Heather Morris will replace Art Acevedo as Aurora's interim police chief. Colorado's once largest black homestead may soon become part of the National Park Service. Deerfield is about 70 miles northeast of Denver and was founded by formerly enslaved black people in the early 1900s. It's now a ghost town, but the Park Service is collecting comments from the public on whether it should preserve the town and give it a new future. That open comment period lasts for about the next month. The service already held in-person meetings this week to collect input. You are listening to CPR News.